Blog Talk Radio.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for the applaud. I thank you. I welcome everyone to It's All About You Ministries, the radio show. I welcome you to, you have myself, Tiffany Thompson, and you have Dennis Weston in his absence. This is a live show. We are live every week. We are our recording is live. And so this is the show you want to log on to, you want to come on and listen to, where you get the raw word of God. Amen. Amen. I thank you. I thank you for the listeners, and I thank you for everyone that's logging on and calling in even now. I bless God for you. I welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I always mention my partner, Dennis Weston, in his absence because he is on another journey right now, again, still doing the work of the Lord, but we thank God for him. I truly do. I thank God for him. We're going to continue where we left off in the last few weeks. We have been doing a show, well, actually a show slash teaching on prayer. And each week it has been hot. Each week it's been exciting. Each week it's been anointed. Each week God has really, really been showing up and showing out. And so I thank God for that. I've had our two guests on the show with me every week, Janine Bass and Tammy Morris. So tonight I'm excited because tonight, again, Janine has went forth. I went forth last week. And this week we have Tammy Morris and we've been talking about prayer. I'm going to bring them on so that we can do a small recap. We're going to do a small recap on what Janine talked about and what God gave me so that you'll have an idea of where we're going, of where we're going. But before we start, I always want to open up in prayer. I always want to open up because we want the Lord to just come on and have his way on tonight. I'm very, very excited. God has been speaking all week. He's been really doing great things for us, and I'm just grateful. So I just want to go ahead and kick the show off and get it started, but we want to open up in prayer. So, Father God, I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you for another opportunity, God, to even just pray to you. Another opportunity to just go before your presence, Father. Another opportunity, Father, to seek you, Father. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, God. Father, that you have your way on this show on tonight, God. Father, we pray that your will be done in our very lives, God, and that your kingdom come, Father, on earth as it is in heaven, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Most of all, we pray, God, that someone's life was changed. Father, that someone's life will be changed. And not only their life, but the God, that they will go and change another life, God, that they will impact a community, a household, a city, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, let not your word fall on a stony heart, stony ground. But Father, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, that your word will cut, Father, that it was, Father, it's sharp, Father, according to your word. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. So Father, we pray, God, that your word pierce the very heart, Father, of your people, God, that they may yield, Father, yield to you, bow down before you, God, worship you, Father. I even pray now, God, Father, that they don't understand concerning you or concerning prayer. They, God, that they receive revelation like never before on tonight, Father. Enhance them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And God, we just say thank you, God, on tonight, Father. Thank you for your anointing. Father, release your fire on tonight, Father. And Father, burn up everything that's not like you, God. Father, consume it even now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And God, we thank you. We forever give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. And it's in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so I'm going to bring on Janine Bass, and I'm going to bring on Tammy Morris. Amen. Are you all with me?
Yes. I'm here.
Good evening.
Yes.
Good evening. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good, good, good.
I'm great. I'm excited. Yes. I am excited about the things of God. I'm excited about what he's doing. And most of all, I am really fired up and excited about tonight's show. I just know God is going to bring on a new revelation, new healing, deliverance. I mean, even a new relationship with him, a higher place in him. So I'm excited. I just thank God for it. Amen.
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 Amen. So tonight I want to just start off with the foundation of where we've been going. For those that are just logging on for the first time maybe this week or even now, I just want the first week, Janine, give us a recap, if you don't mind. Just give us a small recap of what God had given you as you laid the foundation about what is prayer.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. We discussed a couple of weeks ago what prayer was. And prayer is talking to God, spending time with God, having a conversation with God about anything that you need him to do for you. Prayer strengthens our faith and our relationship with Jesus. And also, when we pray, we should always pray in the name of Jesus. And then there are four steps that we should use, not necessarily in order, but when you begin to pray, you should use these four steps. And those steps are adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So last week, the Lord used me into talking about the different types of prayers. And so we talked about praying prophetically. We talked about praying how our tears are a form of prayer. We talked about how our worship was a form of prayer, and we talked about warfare praying. And then we also discussed the different positions in praying, how we can walk and pray, we can talk and pray, we can sit and pray, we can lay down and pray, just knowing that God is still with us. And the main thing most of all was talking about our posture, praying with the right heart, the right intent of our heart. You know, it doesn't matter if we lay out. We talked about how David laid out prostrate. We talked about how Daniel sat in the window or how he bowed on his knees, you know, as he sat in the window three times a day. But there were different types of prayer, and these were different types of individuals with different characters that God used. And so I talked about the different types of prayer and the different characters that I chose in the Bible, that the Lord led me to choose in the Bible as examples. And tonight we're going to talk about, and Prophetess Tammy Morris is going to come with this. She's going to talk about praying the word, activating prayer through the word. Amen. And so what we're going to do, me and Janine, we're going to get out the way because I know it's going to be good. And so we're going to get out the way. We only have, you know, an hour, and we want also to let you know as listeners We want you to come on. If you need prayer, press the one button. If you have any questions, feel free to press the one button. Even in the midst of her still talking or going forth, we can see you. And when she take a pause, we're going to go ahead and answer your call. Amen.
Amen.
So, Prophetess, are you ready?
I'm ready. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Let me first say bless God for this opportunity, and thank you, Minister Tiffany. I'm so grateful for your partnership. I'm glad you are my sister. I love you. I think this is an amazing, amazing move of God, and also with you, Sister Janine, that we get a chance to just encourage the listeners to be confident in their prayer lives, to know what prayer is, to simplify it. It's not complicated. It's difficult at all. And to encourage them to build their life in prayer with God, to walk with God. I love the way Sister Janine put it. It's just talking with God. And then the various models that you gave in terms of warfare prayer. So tonight I'm just going to see if I can simplify, keep this as simple as possible, because I'm excited about activating our prayers. We want God to hear us. Many times people are praying and they don't feel like they're getting answers, or they don't think God is going to even listen to them, or God is interested, or they don't know how to pray. They're intimidated by other people who pray in a certain way. And so we want to just encourage that listener to grab a hold of the word that is going to be released tonight, and to embrace that word and begin to put it into practice. One of the most effective ways to ensure that your prayers are being heard and God is going to answer them, and I'm going to jump right in, is when our prayers line up with the will of God. That is one of the most effective methods of prayer, when you line your prayer request up with the will of God. An effective prayer is a prayer that accomplishes a purpose. It produces an expected result, and it puts something into operation or into force. And so we want to pray effective prayers that accomplish a purpose. A lot of times it's easy to pray out of our pain. It's easy to pray out of our struggle or out of our need, and we can pray out of fear even. We're afraid that the light's going to get cut off, or we're not going to have the money and rent to pay rent, and so we're not really engaging our faith. We feel like we're drowning. We're asking God to come and help save. And although God is a merciful and kind and good and gentle and ready to help you kind of God, there is a more effective method that I believe he is calling his people into. It's sort of like a graduation. He's saying, now I need you to take the next step. As you learn what prayer is and communing with me, talking to me, pulling out your warfare, your sword, now I need you to gain strategy. And those strategies are found in the Word of God. So it's going to be important that our listeners begin to associate their prayer life with Scripture, associated with something that God has already promised in his word, something that he's already set for somebody else in his word, because he has guaranteed us that he's not going to do something for one person and not do it for the other. He's not that kind of father. He's just, and he is good. You know, they say favor ain't fair. I've heard that cliche, and I get it. I get the concept of that, but God is fair. God is just, and he loves his children. He doesn't have grandchildren. We're all his children. We're all his sons and his daughters when we have accepted Jesus Christ. So an effective method is when our prayers line up with the will of God. Matthew, the 5th chapter. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn to some of these scriptures. If not, just write them down, and you can go back and look at them, listeners. I encourage you, this is going to be so exciting for you to see the word for yourself. Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 6th chapter, Jesus says to his disciple, this is how you should pray. This is one way you should start your prayer or engage your prayer, and you should say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So lining your prayer up with the will of God is lining your request and your heart with what God has already done. Jesus said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So what has been accomplished in heaven, we can pray and execute those promises, those principles, and those laws on earth. His will that has been accomplished in heaven can also be carried out through prayer in the earth. So if you don't know what to say in prayer, this is always a very, very good place to start. A lot of people call it the Lord's Prayer. Some people call it a model prayer. But whatever you want to label it as, Jesus said, when you pray, say this. So that's Matthew the 5th chapter or Matthew the 6th chapter and around the 10th verse. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So we want his will in our life, not just our immediate needs met. We want to line our prayer requests up with his will. So let's think about what is in heaven. If we're saying your will be done in earth as it is in heaven, then what's in heaven that we can begin to associate our hearts with, our life with, to begin to claim these promises, because this is the pattern Jesus has given us to start with and to follow. One scripture that tells us what's in heaven is found in Revelation, the 21st chapter, verses 4 through 8. And I'll see if I can summarize it or hit a few points. It says, he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. So this is what's found in heaven. He will wipe away your tears from your eyes. And so if God, Jesus, is wiping away tears, then that implies no sadness. That implies no hurt. That implies no pain. So we can pray what is in heaven on earth by claiming this same scripture and looking at it and say, wow, this is a promise in heaven. So my life, my earthly life, can begin to mirror exactly what is in heaven. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So if they're not crying in heaven, I can begin to claim the promise that I don't have to cry because the Lord is going to do something about it. He's going to bring joy or something. But we can stop, you know, some of the ways we interact with our emotions by claiming the promise. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with crying. There's nothing wrong with, you know, sometimes you got to cry through. That may be all you can do to get through the moment. But I believe the Lord is saying there is a higher principle for us to know when we are challenged by something that wants to make us cry, we have a promise in Scripture that says he's going to wipe away our tears. So now I take that very promise and begin to execute it out of my mouth, pray it out loud, that God's going to wipe away my tears. Amen? The next part of that verse says, and there will be no more death or no more mourning or crying or pain, for these things have passed away. So this is the activity that's going on in heaven. His will be done in earth, our earth life, as it is in heaven. So we, again, can look at that it's not God's design for us to walk our lives in pain, whether it's emotional, whether it's physical. It's not God's will that we would die early. The scripture says no more death in this place, this heavenly place. There's no more death in there. So we can begin to claim that and pray that principle and that promise out over our city, binding up and stopping, you know, death and murder, premature death and murder. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Now, praying the will of God is to find out what has already been laid up for you in Scripture. So here again, I challenge my listeners, or Tiffany's, or our listeners, to pick up your Bible. And I'm not saying you've got to study 5-10 hours a day. I'm not saying you have to become this super, you know, theologian of Scripture. I am encouraging you, though, to create a daily regimen that you are looking at least one scripture a day, and you're meditating on that scripture, and you're taking that promise as a promise for your life, the will of God, and you begin to pray according to the will of God, which is the word of God. And so finding a scripture a day, you can start in the book of Psalms and just pick a Psalms and meditate on it. Or you can start in the book of Proverbs and pick one of the Proverbs and meditate on it. I promise you, as you continue to build your connection with the Word of God, your prayers will become a more effective way of you getting the results that you need to get because of the Word. And so praying the will of God is to find out what's been laid up for you in Scripture and then receiving it by faith. That means you're taking ownership of this promise for yourself or for your family or for your community, and then you're praying it out and you're believing God for the manifestation of His will on earth. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And so we take the will of God that we find in the Word of God, and we pray His will out so it can be done in earth as it is in heaven. The Lord desires, this is why Jesus came to the earth, to show us what is happening in heaven, the power, the joy, the love, the freedom, and the deliverance that is in heaven where God is. Jesus came to model and to display to us what heaven looks like and how we can operate as though we are in the state of heaven now. We can operate as we are in heaven now. There's another scripture that talks about being seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's a whole other teaching. But we are not just trying to leave earth to get to heaven. We are also, once we've been born again and received Jesus Christ into our lives, we are mimicking heaven. We are mirroring heaven. We are the joy pieces. We are the sunshine of the Lord. We're the light of the world, the scripture says. We are the peace and the joy that the world is looking for. All of that gets reflected in us when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So the will of God is the Word of God. And this is one of the most effective prayer strategies you can ever take on. Romans 8:17 says, if we are children of God, then we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. So we are joint heirs with Christ who is seated in heavenly places. Everything Jesus Christ has access to, because I am in Him, you are in Him, you have access to. So you have divine connection to everything that you need to be carried out in your most effective prayer strategy. The Word of God is the will of God. We wonder why many times we pray from different positions of our heart. You know, I used to have a grocery list. I would just go down the list of things that I wanted and things that I, you know, just asking God for all of this stuff. And God is a loving God, and He heard me. But I realized as I matured in God that it was more advantageous, it was more beneficial for me to know what was already laid up for me in heaven and begin to pray His will from heaven into the earth for His glory, and then for the world to see that we serve a true and a living God. When we have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we get born anew. We get a new spirit. Our spirit has direct access to God's ear. When we are born again, we take on a new spirit. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are come. So we take on a new spirit. Then our new spirit has direct access to God's ear. So we don't ever really have to pray out of our head. We never really have to worry about, I don't know what to say in my head. I don't know what to ask God from my head. When Jesus comes into our heart as Lord and Savior, we're born again. We get a new spirit. And that spirit is directly connected to God's ear. I think that's good news. We don't have to wonder if God is listening to us, whether we've been bad or good, wrong or right. There is a guarantee that in Christ, and being in Christ doesn't mean you don't ever make mistakes. It don't mean you don't ever mess up. It doesn't mean you don't ever do anything wrong. It just means that Jesus' blood has covered all that, and you can continue to have direct access to God's ear. That's what grace is. We still have access to God. Now, that's not a license to go out and sin and keep sinning and living a debaucherous life or doing whatever. No, there's still some guidelines that we must follow. But it's good news to know that in Christ, I never have to wonder if God hears me or not, because in Christ, my spirit is connected to him and he always hears me. Psalms 34:15 says, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. So here's a promise. We can stand on this as the final authority that God's eyes will always be open to those who are righteous, meaning in right standing with him through Jesus Christ. If Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you are in right standing with him. Not based on your works, but based on Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And the Bible says that then God will always hear your cry. Psalms 34:17 says, when the righteous cry, the Lord hears, and he will deliver them out of all their trouble. Hallelujah. So when we cry out, the Lord does hear us, and he delivers us out of all of our troubles. So when we have access to God's ear, we have a very special relationship. This relationship is not like any other relationship that we'll ever have with anybody human. It's just not. Because, you know, people get tired of listening to you, people, whatever. Not Jesus Christ, not God. He's always listening for us. And 1 John 5:14-15 says, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. And if we know that he's heard us, then whatever we ask, we know that he has granted it to us. Man, when I found out that revelation, that scripture, I jumped all around for about 2 days. That I can have confidence in him, that if I ask God for anything that is according to his will, and remember, his will is his word. So if I ask and pray, pray and asking are synonymous in many instances. So if I pray according to his will, the scripture has guaranteed me that he will hear me. And look at the second part of the guarantee. If he heard me, then the petition is granted. So here is a bold statement that I'm going to make to every listener. Every time you pray the will of God, your prayers will be answered. Hallelujah. Now, you got to get that by faith. I know your mind is going to say, yeah, but I've been waiting on a long time and some things haven't come about yet. And, yeah, you know, that sounds good, Minister Tammy, but... I'm still struggling, and I've been asking God for this, and, you know, it hadn't come yet. Here's where you must maintain your level of faith based on the integrity of God's word. If you pray anything according to his will, he will hear you. And if you can get God to hear you, then you have got the answer. The petition is granted. And so knowing that, when you find a promise that's relevant to your situation and you begin to pray a scripture, the word concerning your circumstance, your situation, your children, your family, your position now is a position of complete confidence. Your position now is a position where you're not begging God to do anything for you. You're thanking him and claiming what he has already laid up for you. That's a different position. That's a position of sonship. We are no longer beggars. We are no longer servants. We have become the friends of Jesus when he becomes our Lord and Savior. And the owner of our life. That's what Lord means. It means owner. So when we say Jesus is my Lord, you're meaning Jesus is my owner. That means he owns you. He owns your life, your body, your money, your thoughts, your emotions. Jesus is the owner of all of that. Hallelujah. I think that's good news. So we can be confident from this moment on for now ever that the scripture has confirmed praying according to his will, God hears us. If he hears us, whatever we've asked, that petition is granted. It's a guarantee. There is no way that can fail. There's absolutely no way that can fail because the word of God cannot fail. And so the challenge then becomes, how long do we wait? How do I keep my faith going? I don't see it yet. I have a tendency as a human to want to faint. You know, we always want everything right away. You know, it's a microwave generation. We've got technology that makes everything quick, quick, quick. And so if we've got to wait a year, you know, that's too long. I'm about to faint. I don't believe God anymore. I fell away from that. No, that's a trick from the pit of hell. Hold on to your faith because the will of God is the word of God, and it cannot be denied. John 14 and 13 says, whatever Jesus is speaking now, John 14, verse 13 and 14, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father would be glorified in the Son. He says it again, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Again, you must receive this by faith. Your mind is never going to get this because your mind wants to figure out, how could this be? How does this work? I don't see all the ends meeting. I'm asking God, but I don't see it in the natural. That your natural circumstance is temporary. It is not permanent. What you see today is subject to change. What is permanent is the promises of our God. Hallelujah. His promises will never change. He will not forsake his people. He will not deny his word. He is a promise-keeping God. Yeah. Hallelujah. He will keep his word. Now, listen, you can take that and you warfare with that. Tiffany talked about warfare last week. You can take that promise that Jesus said, if you ask me anything, I promise you I will do it so the Father would be glorified. See, take that and shut the devil up. You take that and run sickness out of your house. You take that and you command that word over your children who acting out right now. Jesus said it, and that settles it. And you got to receive it by faith. You don't fight with it. You just receive it by faith. Matthew 7, 7 and 8, Jesus is talking again, and he says, if you ask anything, if you seek, you're going to find. If you knock, the door is going to be open. We have these assurances. There's never a reason that our prayers, we don't ever have to wonder if God is hearing our voice or answering our prayers. We have these assurances from the word of God that Jesus is on board. So therefore, now we shift our position, and again, we pray from faith and we pray from confidence. So two key pieces. You must have faith in the word of God. You've got to believe it's the final authority. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, when you come to him in prayer or any way, you must believe that he is. He is what? He is the answer to whatever your question, whatever your circumstance, whatever your need is, God is the answer. It does not make sense for you to come to him and don't believe that he can actually do it. Hallelujah. It doesn't make sense for me to go over to my natural father's house and ask him to fix me a sandwich when I don't believe he has any food in the refrigerator to do anything for me. So we must believe that he is, and then the Bible says he rewards us. And then one more key I want you to know real quickly as the time is moving on. The word of God in Luke 8 and 11, there's a parable that talks about a sower. And that sower went out with some seeds to plant seeds to try and get a harvest. Well, the revelation of what the seed represented was the Word of God. So get this. The Word of God is seed. In Genesis, the first chapter, the Bible shows us mention after mention how seed always produces after its own kind. So when you obtain a promise from the Word of God, the will of God, so you can pray it out, you are obtaining seed. When the seed is released into the soil of heaven, the soil of your heart, it will produce after its own kind. So if you are needing healing, I encourage you, Google it. If you don't know where it is in the Bible, get on the internet, get on your phone, and Google scriptures for healing. Because the Word of God concerning healing is a seed, and it will produce after its own kind. You need healing? Get a scripture on healing. Pray that scripture out, and that's what you get. If you need financial breakthrough, get scriptures on financial breakthrough, and that's what you will get. The seed of the Word of God will produce after its own kind. A farmer will never plant corn and get okra. A farmer will never harvest apples and then go and make orange juice. It's after its own kind. So here is an effective manner to hit the bullseye, to kind of hit these specific areas that you need to have God to move upon right away. You need it now. And so this also requires for us to sit down, calm down, and target what we really need to pray about. Instead of, you know, just praying about everything from A to Z, which is nothing is wrong with that, but how much more effective would you be if you targeted things that need special attention? If your children are needing special attention, find scriptures that say your children are blessed and pray those scriptures in faith, believing that when you pray his will, praying his word, he hears you and he answers. Praying the word or the promises of God, it will take root, and when that seed takes root down in the soil, it is guaranteed to bring forth some fruit. The Word of God guarantees to bring forth fruit. I confirm that in Isaiah 55 and 10. It talks about when the rain and the snow come down from the heaven and the ground, it waters the earth. But most of all, in that passage, it says when he sends his word out, it will perform the thing that he has sent it out to do. One translation says, when I send out my word, it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all that I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. So the Word of God will never, ever fail. The Word of God will never, ever be barren. It has within itself the capacity to produce after its own kind. Just like in an apple, there are apple seeds, and those apple seeds can be replanted to continue to perpetuate more apples. The Word will produce. The seed of the word is there to get you whatever you're needing. Here's a faith booster, because you got to pray in faith. This is what I base my whole Christian walk on, and it's Numbers 23 and 19. Numbers 23 and 19. And it says, God is not a man that he should lie. He is not a human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and he failed to act? Has he ever promised you anything and he's not carried it out? I walk on this scripture like nobody's business. This is what keeps me saved. I promise it is. Because I believe when this says to me, God cannot lie. Everything he says is true. Everything he says is right. He is not like man. He's not fickle. He's not sometimey. He doesn't give you something and take it back. He's not up and down. He's not moody. He's not, you know, in love with you today and then he doesn't love you anymore. He doesn't cheat on you with another relationship. He is not like human stuff. if he spoke it in his word, if he got a promise in this Bible, he will do it. That should boost your faith to keep on praying a little while longer. So, listeners, listen, locate a scripture promise relative to your situation, claim it for your life, and pray it out, thanking God for bringing it to pass. You will get results. You will hear. God will hear you, and God will respond because he can't not lie. I guarantee you that. He's done it in my life. I've seen the results of staying close to praying the word of God, which is the will of God. I've seen the results because his word performs the thing he sent it out to do. So here are a few prayer promises that I want to give to you, and then if there are any callers, and then I'll be done, Sister Tiffany, and we can pray, or you can open the lines for callers or whatever you want to do. If you're struggling with fear, Google or go to your Bible and get 1 Timothy 1 and 7. And I'm going to demonstrate how you read this scripture and then how you turn the scripture into a prayer, praying the word. 1 Timothy 1 and 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power of love and a sound mind." So if you're struggling with fear, nightmares, anxiety, panic attacks, whatever it is, you think something bad is going to happen, you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, whatever it is, claim this scripture. God has not given you the spirit of fear. Put your name there. God has not given us, say Tammy, say your name. God has not given Tammy the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Here's how I continue to make that a prayer. Father, I thank you that you have not given me the spirit of fear, but you have given me love, power, and a sound mind. Lord, I claim love, power, and a sound mind. I thank you that my mind is sound. I thank you that I have power, and I walk in love. In Jesus' name, amen. That's how you take a scripture and you pray, you turn it into a prayer. And remember, Sister Janine said that you always have to pray in the name of Jesus. So be sure that you're ending your prayer with the name of Jesus, or you're starting it in the name of Jesus, but some kind of way you're sealing it by speaking the name of Jesus. Man, I wish we could really talk about what's in the name of Jesus. There's so much in that. You know, that just will bless your socks off. Another scripture concerning fear, Isaiah 41 and 10. It says, "Fear thou not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness." And so you can put your name in there. "Fear thou not, for I am with you." And you can pray that scripture out by starting out, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that I don't have to fear because you are with me." It's almost like you're summarizing what the meaning of the scripture is, and you're taking that and you're praying it out. And so you don't have to necessarily quote every letter of the scripture, but get the principle, get the idea, get the heartbeat of what that scripture is saying. Meditate. Let that become a part of your heart. Let it go down into the soil of your heart. So when you speak it out, you're speaking it out with faith and confidence, and I guarantee you fear will leave your life. You will never ever again have another panic attack, another anxiety, nightmare, none of that, because God did not give you that, but he's given you love, power, and a sound mind. So here's a scripture about peace. Isaiah 23 and 6, it says, "He'll keep you in perfect peace as you keep your mind stayed on him." Make that a prayer. "Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that my mind is at peace. I keep my mind on you every day. I thank you that I'm thinking about you, God. And my mind is at peace." Now, as you're saying these things, what is happening is invisible. You can't see it in the natural of what transaction is happening in the realm of the spirit. There is a transaction that's happening. The Bible says that the Lord is watching over his word to perform it. There's a scripture that says that the angels hearken to the voice of the word. So when we pray the word, we get angelic support. We get help from heaven, hallelujah, to come and make these things a reality. So if you don't have peace, Begin to pray scriptures on peace. The angels will help your atmosphere to be transformed so peace can be on your mind. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're struggling with your finances, you don't have enough money, you got all kinds of issues with debt, Philippians 4:19 is a good scripture about how God will provide for you. 3 John 3, there's another good scripture that says God wants us to prosper. You can take that and make it a prayer. Father, I thank you that I prosper every day. My finances are getting better. They're increasing. I thank you according to your word. This is what you have said. We can pray those words back to God. He is listening. If you're having problems with health, 1 Peter 2:24 and Isaiah 53:5 are great scriptures concerning your health. And one more, if you're struggling with depression, that's a big thing right now with people all over needing behavioral health and counseling. Proverbs 17:22 says a merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bone. Take that and make that a prayer. Lord, I thank you that my heart is happy, is merry. Depression is not for me. I have a merry heart according to your word. Here's another scripture for, against depression, Deuteronomy 31:8. This says, the Lord himself shall go before you, and he will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Ah, hallelujah. I could shout right there. The Lord will go before me, and he will be with me. I am not to be afraid, and I am not to be discouraged. We take that and you, that's a warfare prayer right there. You run the devil out, get him out, away from around your house. You are not to be depressed. This is not your year of depression. This is your year of joy and fruitfulness and life and peace. And I need you, listener, to get up and step up to your next level. It's time to graduate to your next level of effective prayer, praying the word, praying the will, and engaging it by faith. Hallelujah. That's good. This is good. I'm going to pause right there, Sister Tiffany. I could go on another 10 or 15 minutes, but we've got a little time in the event you've got some callers that want to call in, or we can just spend some time demonstrating more prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 There are callers on the line. They're on the line. So I advise you all to take advantage of this opportunity now. If you have any prayer, you know, any prayer requests, we'll still take the time out to grant them. We're here as one body, united, working together with one another. If you have any questions, concerns, if you just even have a statement in reference to what we're talking about, because I know one thing about your gift, when you're around your gift or you hear your gift, it stirs you up. And I'm telling you, I'm stirred up because that's my gift, you know, the praying and teaching and, you know, the word of God. That's my gift. I'm telling you, I'm sitting here stirred up like, wow. And I'm looking like, man, the clock is going too fast. But it's good. I'm telling you, it's good. While she's been on, I'm going to tell you what I've been doing. I've been posting, honey. I've been posting on social networks everything that she says. The word of God produces after its own kind. Come on.
Yeah.
That was powerful in itself.
Hallelujah.
And then when she said, his word is his will. I thought about the will, how we have our natural parents, our mother, our father, and how they work all their lives just to leave an inheritance, just to leave a will for their children, just to leave some type of inheritance and finance for our children, for our children. We're doing it now. We're working to leave some for our kids, to leave a good name, to leave money, inheritance, but it's all written in a will. You know, after you're dead and gone, they have to, the attorney come, they open up the piece of paper or whatever, and they say, you get this, and you get that, and you get this, and you get that, and they left you this, and they left you that. But I thank God for the word of God, because his word is his will. The Bible is his will. That's the will he left. That's the revelation I got.
That's a will he has left for all mankind.
Hallelujah.
He left us all the same thing. You know, and it's not like our parents where they split it up. You get the house, you get the car. No, you
right.
get everything in Christ.
Woo, that's good.
He did not leave us out, you know, because they, you know, when your parents do it, that's an argument.
Yeah.
Oh, Obama left him that, and I wanted that. Oh, Daddy left the house to him, and I wanted that. You know, but with God,
yeah.
he said, okay, I'm going to make sure there's no argument. I'm going to leave them all this here, my word, activated. Because the minute you begin to activate the word, you begin to activate the things that he left you. Come on. You begin to activate it by faith. You begin to activate, like he said, healing. You begin to activate the house, the home. You begin to pray those words and pray those things and watch they manifest.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And then she said he sent angelic help. Come on, when you in the room, I don't know about nobody else, but I've been in a room where I've wanted to commit suicide, all type of spirits, and, you know, you open the door for one, all of them start coming. You might as well kill yourself. You might as well give up. Don't nobody love you. All of them start ministering to you. But I tell you, I turn on worship, and I begin to fight. I'm telling you, and the minute I begin to fight with the word of God, they leave. Angelic help. And how she talked about how the angels begin to just come and assist you. And all of a sudden, the room, another atmosphere set.
Yes.
Peace.
Lord. Yes, God.
But I'm going to shut up because we got 10 minutes. We got 10 minutes, and I'm telling you, I am on fire. We got
Hallelujah.
10 minutes left. And I really would love for somebody to share. I would love for somebody to come on and say something. I know it's good. If you have the Holy Spirit, it's good. And if you don't have them, I know it's enough to charge you up to say, I want that. Because
yeah.
I know that's what it did for me. When I watched people in the faith and how they would be charged up in the word and the loving on God and in prayer and in passion and worship, and I just desired it. God made me hunger for it. He made me want it. And I began to run it after it and chase it and find out how I can get it.
Yes, Lord.
So I encourage that. Go ahead, Janine.
Yes, yes. This is so awesome, Minister Tammy. It is an awesome lesson tonight. Amen. And also the scripture that I stand on is Jeremiah 29:11.
Yeah. Yeah.
Declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plan to give you a hope and a future. And when I'm down and out and going through, I stand on this word because God is not going to harm us. Amen. And his will is to give us a hope and a future.
Yeah.
I stand on this scripture in every area of my life. Amen.
Amen. That's good.
And my sister, her name is Tara, she's on the line, but she's at her son's ceremony, so she can't talk. But she would like to be lifted up in prayer for healing. She went to the doctor, and the doctor has given her a report. We don't, you know, we're not accepting that report. So if someone, Minister Tammy or Tiffany, if one of you all can pray for her, and her name is Tara.
Let me say this real quick to the listeners and Sister Tara as you're listening. That's great because there's one piece that I didn't, there's so many pieces of prayer we can talk about, but there's an additional strategy called prayer agreement. And you can find that in Matthew 18:19 that if two people would touch and agree on anything they ask, the Bible gives us the confidence that God will do it for us. And so sometimes when we don't feel like we can pray through by ourselves, or we can't get the words out, it is imperative that we find somebody to pair up with to help us pray, to stand in agreement with us, because the Bible says when we agree on anything we ask, the Father will do it. That's another faith booster where we can stand in confidence. And so, Tara, we just touch and agree to Tiffany. Is it okay to go on and pray for her?
And I wanted to also... Before you pray, yes, I want you to pray. But before you pray, I want to give you what God gave me right before we got on the show. He gave me, he gave it to me earlier. James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults which is our sin. We all have sinned and come short. Ain't nobody perfect but Jesus. We strive for perfection. Every day we ask him for his ability and strength. So he said, confess your faults one to another. That's the first step. Then he said, pray for one another that ye may be healed. He said, first of all, like she said, it takes a body. It takes unity to do this. First, we got to go to one another, and we got to confess that we are, you know what I'm saying, that we burn down, that we heavy. And then he said, after the confession, pray for one another that you may be healed. Come on, this brings, confession brings on healing. Then it says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. He makes much powerful available. First come through confession. Amen. And I believe that was first step when Janine just confessed. Hey, she's standing in the grass for her, in the gap for her sister, and that's confession. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Minister Tammy?
Oh, okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you as we touch and agree for Sister Janine's sister. Her name is Tara?
Yes.
We touch and agree for Tara right now, according to your word in Isaiah 53:5, that says, by your stripes she is healed. Lord, we release your word now in complete confidence that it will not return back void, that Sister Tara's body will align with this word now. We thank you, Father, that healing is her portion. We thank you that Jeremiah 29:11, Janine released it, that there's a good plan for Sister Tara's life. We thank you that there will be a manifestation and a performance of your word. We thank you, Father, for Sister Tara now walking in faith, not wavering in her faith, but growing strong as she gives glory to you, increasing her praise, increasing her fasting, increasing blessing you as she rises to on her feet in the morning and goes to bed at night, blessing you. We cover her mind in the blood of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of fear and worry and doubt, because God has not given her the spirit of fear. 1 Timothy, we just read that. But love, power, and a sound mind, we release your word over her. We believe your word to do the job. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory God.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to say this. I know the Holy Spirit has my attention, and he has the listeners' attention, because we're still on and we're still listening. And like she said, I don't think we have enough time to continue to go on and with the show. We have 3 minutes left, and if there be any prayer requests, confession brings healing, so this is the time. But I want you to know, next week's show, we're going to end this school of prayer with next week, all the listeners that we know have been listening faithfully, and you have, and we want you to come on. We do. We plead with you to come on and demonstrate everything that was taught. Even if you already know it, demonstrate it in what is prayer, and to begin to demonstrate it, the fundamentals of prayer, the different types of prayer, everything that we've been teaching from week to week, and praying the word, activating that you've been taught. God wants you, because so many times we always call on somebody else to pray, our pastor, leader, teacher, the worship, the prayer leader, when all the time the Lord wants to hear from you. He wants to hear from you. And I gave a testimony on last week on how I dealt with so much warfare, and my faith was tested. My son was arrested. I gave that testimony. My son was arrested. My car was breaking down on the expressway. It seems like everything was going wrong. Gave him a bond that I couldn't reach and I couldn't touch. But I tell you, God is good. I'm telling you today, that was Wednesday to Wednesday. Effectual fervent prayer, the righteous availeth much. My son coming home today.
Hallelujah.
My son, this is the manifestation of the prayer. We did a men's call Monday morning, men on the prayer line praying for men. The manifestation, us women always, we always praying. But sometimes we don't pray enough, and we don't be still. We don't tarry till we see something break. So I'm really encouraging someone to come back to the show and let's show God what you've already learned. Let it not be in vain. Let us see the fruit. Amen. And I want since no one has pressed one, again, they're still on. I want Minister Tammy or Janine, whichever one, to pray us out of here. I just want to thank you all for logging on to It's All About You radio show with myself, Tiffany Thompson, Dennis Weston. We're always live every Wednesday from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Encourage somebody. Bring them on. The homeless, whoever you see, don't just let them walk past this type of teaching. When you know they need Christ, hand them the number. Write the number down for them. Don't let another soul die, go to jail, or get shot. It's enough going on out here. This thing's got enough. That we got enough word for ourselves. We fool. It's time to go empty ourselves out to someone else and go back and be refilled. In Jesus' name, let's do it all for the Lord. Go ahead, one of you all.
Sister Janine, go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for this evening, oh God. We thank you for the word, the lesson that Minister Tammy brought forth this evening. Lord God, we pray that you get all the glory and the honor from it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord God, for every listener on tonight, oh God. We pray, oh God, that it has blessed someone, oh God, that someone has learned how to pray more effectively, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in each one of their lives, oh God, each one of our lives, oh God. Oh God, we pray that you would just continue to be glorified in everything we do, oh God. And we thank you for this open forum, oh God. We thank you for giving us the opportunity, Lord God, to reach other people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we can't touch all the time, but through this radio broadcast, oh God, that we're able to reach others, oh God. So we thank you for Tiffany, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, for opening this up, Lord God, for your word, oh God. And we thank you, Lord God, and we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise. And it's in your son Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. We love you all. Good night. We're on the prayer line Thursday, tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. Meet us there. There's a lot of other information we'd like to share with you and a lot of other things that are going on that you may need to come out of the house and be encouraged and be stirred up in the things of God. Unity is strength. We love you. We thank you, and we praise God for you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless you all.
God bless you. Love you.